just the things that we see with our eyes that might go over a lot of people's heads. Right here is the map of Hawaii, and you can see it's the head and the heart where those fires went down. But right here is the WEF, which is promoting these vans. So right when I saw this, I was like, look out for these vans. They're going to be all over the place, as it was part of the Socialist Party. And it still is part of the Socialist Party today. Right here, the affordable electric car for the new electric city. Electricity. As you can see, the 666 symbolically right there. And this might even be like an eclipse. I don't know. But we see the same color coding of the blue with the 666 with CERN having the 666 spiraling down, which is an egg. This spells out egg in lowercase while it's spiraling down the CERN portal hole. And we cover how Taco Bell, the Illuminachos, Mountain Dew, all these different things that we see every day, which might go over a lot of people's heads, because this is the thing, is you see it every day. It's repetitive, that you don't think that there's some sort of energetic charging of something strange. For example, when you go to a casino, they got weird patterings on the floor. You're locked in there and they're playing certain types of music to keep you energetically charged. The same thing goes with magic, that you put something in a container with a sigil on it and it charges it through some sound frequency. It actually changes the structure of the person in there. And this is all fifth generation type warfare. For example, the dying Doritos is used in experiments like a magic trick to see through mice. So if you rub a little bit of that yellow dye on the Illuminacho Doritos that Biden and the rest of the socialists love, even Nas, the rapper, and Lil Nas X, they're all sponsored by these big corporations. You rub this yellow powder all over the mice, you activate the purple ultraviolet light you could see through their organs. And it makes me like, what's going on with all these purple lights? Something I've been talking about for a while. Optogenetics. But connecting it to CERN is very important, because CERN is like the ultimate portal that gets opened up. Here's CERN's YouTube channel showing everyone they're going to place humans into the Large Hadron Collider. That's what they're doing right here in this video. They're placing this man in the Large Hadron Collider to heal him somehow, to heal him. So the technology is absolutely next level. Like, you got to get creative. You got to stretch to figure out what's going on. Most people are living in what they think the technology is from years ago. And shout out to Enslaved by Truth. I see you up in here, my dude. Thank you for the shout out. I'm playing my video a little bit on the last show. I appreciate that. I was tuning in. And here is CERN being activated. And when it was activated, Sioux Falls turned green. Sioux Falls turned green. Because Sioux Falls, where Mount Rushmore is near there, there's dark matter. Cat Williams went on his dark matter tour. Netflix makes shows about Stranger Things. They're showcasing the new technologies through the Grammys, through Netflix shows, through the Oscars. And we've been covering this quite a bit. Even fashion, going into Alexander McQueen's fashion shows, showing the chimeras in that, in his Atlantis and whatnot. So we're seeing the quantum computers and whatnot, and we can see that these rituals do go down at CERN. Just that one big portal they opened that everyone dancing, but with the eclipse, the April 8th solar eclipse, Peter Higgs, Nobel Prize winning physicist who predicted the Higgs boson, dies on April 8th eclipse when they summon ayahuasca. Everybody's on ayahuasca and mushrooms, ayahuasca, summoning the aliens. Summoning the aliens, the egg-headed aliens. And this is the movie that was, I think it won a few awards, The Substance. It was pretty good. I only watched half of it so far. I'll watch the other half tonight. But the beginning, they put this green venom, which is sort of the same as in the movie Blink Twice or The Reanimator, into the yolk of the egg, creating two yolks, creating two different personalities. And the yolk is the sun. The Trump administration was talking about the eggs. We're hearing a lot about the eggs, and I always tied it back to art, because art is also psychological and goes into mind control as well, going into the queen. And who's the queen basing her art off of? We saw that big Prince Charles art piece be revealed. It's very important art. Just look into the CIA art of modern art with Jackson Pollock's shit art. And this is one of the big ones, Salvador Dali, Geopolitica's birth of the new man, as he's being born out of America. And he'd be the yolk. And this dude, if you look, I mean, this is so deep. This dude's got the long shadow, and this chick got the short shadow. So there's a lot going on in these images. But the commercials, the food products, the rituals are all showing us the new technologies, what's to come. Here's the Volvo commercial. And the Volvo commercial was just showing you the facial recognition. I already live in the smart city in Arizona. We got Google Waymos driving around, and you don't got to go anywhere but 15 minutes to get what you need out here. I'm sure that's like everywhere. I guess not everywhere, but when I talked to Guy Tao, he said that they emptied the streets in 2020 to reset the cameras. And that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense to me. Because AI is 19. And then after the big 19, we got the release of AI. So building these new cities, there's got to be a hub, like where the tower's at. And that would be probably downtown LA. As you see, the fires circle around downtown LA. And prayers out to South Carolina and North Carolina, I think. I think they're getting hit with some fire. So something to look out for with that same sort of map and smart grid. Because months before the fires in Hawaii, we had these green lasers scanning everything. So scanning everything, you can't have a lot of people and activity happening when you scan everything. And this is the New Economist magazine with the same green laser. Battle for the Pentagon. Because this is important. You got the drones and all that. For America, it's a measure of national security to install all the high-speed internet in rural areas during the lockdowns because it's the Les Mis papers. You just read the Les Mis papers, Les Mis, which we did, which if you read this one, they updated it. So you can't even access the original 2018 report. They updated it. But that's what it all goes into, because these are new technologies that are being showcased and events to be showcased. So Netflix, one of the biggest propaganda arms with the 128, what's that movie called? Leave the World Behind. I thought I had that up there. Leave the World Behind is about this. 0 Day is about this. And even 0 Day, I got an old tweet by Jack 0 Day on August 10th. The helical rising and the day centering upon it is what 33rd Mason Morals and Dogma. Oh, I got that book right here. I got the old book. I'm never probably going to read it. I should read it, but he dedicated his astrology room to this date, August 10th, and the day centering upon it. If I know where I put my capital book, maybe it's over here. I could show you exactly where I'm getting that information from. Anyway, tomorrow is going to be really cool because we're going to be talking about Robert Anton Wilson over on the Patreon. So make sure to go over to the Patreon to learn about the Illuminati dolphins, because that's actually what is important, is the dolphins, the Illuminati dolphins. So make sure to support this channel because it's not monetized on YouTube. Anywhere. Rumble, it's monetized. I get like maybe $100 a month. So that's cool. But Rockfin recently booted me from their platform. So fudge Rockfin. Rockfin's awful. They removed me from their platform, deleted all my followers, and I can't even access my own content unless I pay the money. Pretty ridiculous, Rockfin. Really dumb. Dumb move. Really dumb move. But I would go there because I had all of my videos up there that I would, you know, clip and whatnot. So screw them. But let's move on from them. But I'm just saying that that's why it's important to support over on Patreon. You're also getting a bunch of content. We have parties. If you like that last video we did on the Oscars, we did it live. So we do live decodes and getting a bunch from it. So shout out to Michael Jaco and everyone who came over here who just subscribed. And shout out to Sam Tripoli. I went and saw him live. He is so funny. You got to go watch him live. It's pretty good. But we're coming up on an eclipse. And this ties into the big rituals for the big event to reset the internet. This book came out before Leave the World Behind called 1 Second After. And you see the eclipse on the cover. And it was forwarded by Newt Gingrich, who I think was just at Trump's thing and they kept going to him. Is that Newt Gingrich? All the old white men look the same to me. I know that's not politically correct to say. But I think that's him. Anyway, looking out for him to go through a ritual because of this book, 1 Second After. Maybe it will happen on the summer solstice because that's around his birthday. Like, we had all these different celebrity sacrifices with Hackman and even Dolly Parton. Her husband died, I think, during the Oscars. It's a new dawn. They even captured a sunrise on the moon. And this goes into communism, the dawn of the new day, which shout out to, I believe it was DJ over on the VIP party room over on Patreon, Discord. But they're showing the eclipse on the U.S. debt clock. You see the eclipse right here. There's the omega sign, the alpha and the omega. So this is interesting, something to look into and decode for the golden age. Interesting. So this total lunar eclipse, this blood moon will be happening on March 13th, which is a huge day for ritual. This says March 14th, but it's March 13th and 14th. And the reason March 13th is huge for ritual, it's the 72nd day. That's 72 bricks on the back of the dollar pyramid. But March 13th is the day Trump declared a national emergency in 2020. And it's all tied into the alien stuff. This is the same time the Phoenix Lights flew over Arizona on March 13th. And there's a direct correlation between alien events and world stage events. Storm Area 51, the Facebook event, happened right before the entire world was locked down. So there seems to be a correlation between the two for this lunar eclipse. Let's get into the 128 code, and we about to crush through over 1,000 people watching, please. Smash that like button. Hello, Michelle. Shearcat says the March full moon is called a worm moon. Marissa up in here. Aussie girl up in here. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to y'all. So Elon Musk is talking about them sex robots with Rogan. Rogan brought it up. It was quite funny because Rogan was asking if the sex robots would be warm. And Elon responded wearing his 33 Rapture engine shirt. He responded quite quickly without hesitation. He was like, you could give them cankles. You know they'd be testing these out already. It's already there. I'll show you why they got them Tesla twerking robots here in a moment and how it is correlated to everything I'm talking about. So the whole Oscars, oh look, this is the 128 code. You see, it always says 128 in a lot of these things. So the Oscars was just showing the new city. Everything you won't touch, there will be no pennies, everything will be cashless, all the cars will drive themselves. This was all shown during the Oscars. Even the Metropolis vibes of the Oscars with these robots. So here is Bad Bunny with these twerking Tesla bots. And look, these robots were released before the Tesla bot was released. So they're showing us the technologies. And this is just one example. And look, he's doing a Sig Heil. And then I think they made out. This is just one example of many where they show quantum computers as well. But Rockfin won't let me watch my own videos, so I couldn't pull up them articles. I have to bust out. Freaking got like, ugh. But they're showcasing the new technologies before they release them. And it's the Teutonic Knight. It's the Knights Templar Teutonic Knight robot to protect the Kardashian Kanye bloodline. Here's Kim with the Tesla bot. Andrew Tate just did a podcast that's 3 to 2 minutes long, 3 hours and 22 minutes long. I'm not going to watch it because it's like there's just too much noise. There's too much noise everywhere. But the 3-2-2 connections with Tate and his friends, like Kanye, wearing the 3-2-2 hat with Candace, who got fired on 3-2-2, and then she got baptized at 3-2-2 p.m., is very there, the Pirates of the Caribbean. Kanye will not bring up the Pirates of the Caribbean, the 3-2-2 Mithra cults, the Cilician Pirates, the Knights Templars who created banking. They're not going to be brought up because it's too much thinking. And this Tampa Bay Young Republicans got the 3-2-2 skull and bones for their logo. And now he performed there. And he just went on this podcast with the 3-2-2 in there. Just like Mr. Beast has 3.22 million followers, Kanye had 3.22 million followers, and then he was removed for talking about the alien cult. He wasn't removed for all of his socialism promotion. No, he was removed because he spoke upon the alien cult. And so Mr. Beast got the 3.22 million subscribers. Now, this is the Synarchy system of secret societies. A lot of the secret societies, that's what we break down, is the symbolism of them, the Illuminati vagina right there, the Yoni hand symbol, which is absolutely incredible how much hatred I get for saying that the Yoni posture is a vagina. I don't understand why people get so angry about that. It's crazy. It's absolutely nuts. Everybody doing it. It's like the most popular thing. I thought this was interesting with Halle Berry wearing the broken mirror, shattered glass, which is part of the MK Ultra mind control, the shattered fragments of the personality. But all these stars, they go on tour and they're doing huge rituals for their audience. Like in that movie Smile, how she was performing that ritual in front of her audience. And that's what's actually happening. And you can see they charge the energetic symbols in each one of these of Taylor Swift, Beyonce, and Doja Cat. They're all the different Tria Prima elements for a magical ritual. So all the women got put under a huge, massive spell. And I mean, everybody freaking out, like, I'm going to leave America. Everybody's like scared and wants to leave America. It's pretty funny. Everybody freaking out. It's usually people that listen to a few of these mainstream artists that are like super scared and want to fly away. Delta Airlines was the commercial, the ending commercial before. Maybe that's what it is. That's what it is. Everyone watching the Oscars is like a total lefty socialist who wants to escape America. And so the commercials are like, yeah, here's the airplane and the cruise. Get your ass on out of here. We'll get paid. And then we'll land the plane upside down. And maybe you'll see an alien on the plane. Another thing that sponsored this Oscars recently, not only the opioid epidemic family and Saudi Arabia royals. We showed the screen in the last video. You got to watch it. Crazy. But Lily, and Lily could be like Lilith, but this goes into the smiling depressives. I'm not going to get too much into it because it's some real shit, and I'm not trying to go like that real right now. But it goes into the depressed people that are walking around smiling. There's another commercial there. Because that's what the commercials are there for, is to make you more depressed. So you start comparing yourselves to others. Other people having fun. You'll see the beer commercials or a lot of these like medical commercials. They're always like on a parade. It's always like a parade of people parading around and they're having so much fun. And the only way you're going to feel that joy is if you purchase the product. So you're being manipulated emotionally. And most of the world is under this Brave New World Soma. Oh, we did pass through 1,000 people. Thank you so much. Please smash that like button. God bless you. Give me them smashes. Appreciate it. Most of the world isn't connected to their emotions or their true self. And that's why we got large narcissistic society. It's such a large demographic of narcissists that they had to remove it from a disorder, or like pretty much all of America would be narcissistic, which it is. And narcissism is simply just removing the emotion of one's true self. And this is why movies like Smile and a lot of movies are very popular, in my opinion, because of the emoting of this actress. She did a wonderful job. She emoted with her facial expression so much. And other people like AJ, he emotes a lot, and people are scared of this emotion and emoting. But they also want it too. It's weird. It's weird. It's deep and weird. It's super weird. But what the controllers of the world do is they understand psychologically that you have removed yourself bioenergetically and emotionally because of the toxic culture, the toxic parents, the toxic friends and government school systems, that you removed who you are just to survive. So that was removed. And they'll give you a cause to be angry at. And that's why you got all these different political people going viral. The only people who go viral talking about the topics we talk about here are going to lead you off of a cliff, most likely, if most of the viral people, because they'll give you some conspiratorial type truths, then they'll have you take an action to join a political movement, the crowd. And this is understood. And this is why a lot of the people that move you into different political crowds, which is usually socialism, the crowd and the democracy, the demo, the mob, they'll use this angst you have within you. But don't look into it, though. Don't look into all the people have done the work on this. They're going to slam it and say all that stuff's woo-woo-y. Don't look into psychology. Even though the controllers understand it and they know about it, the advertisement agencies, this billions of dollars on art. So this is how you're being manipulated. Whether it's Andrew Tate or Greta Thunberg, they're going to move you into a political agenda. That's how you figure out the disinformation or the misinformation, because disinformation usually leads to a call to action. Misinformation is you made a mistake. I made a mistake. I thought Volvo was like a German company, but it's a Sweden company or something. So that was a mistake. But yeah, it's all socialist stuff. And so what we do on this channel, if you're new here, we go into symbolism of the rose, symbolism, all the different symbols, like the rose and the fist, and the color coding as well. It's very important to see the color codings of different movements. It all goes into symbolism. So that's what we cover over here. We cover symbolism and the ancient cults. And a lot of the assassin cults are very popular right now. Whether that's the Assassin Order carrying the Olympic torch, or the Baphomet worshippers of the Knights Templars with Snoop Dogg at the Olympics with his Baphomet chain on. It's all Assassin Order, which the two orders actually work together. And these are ancient, ancient orders. I mean, this is ancient, you know? And this is where we get movements like the Hellfire Club and these sayings of Aleister Crowley, who says, do what thou wilt that Jay-Z wears or whatever. All and what's Jay-Z doing? He goes to the Clinton events and whatnot and tells you to take a political action, just like Puffy does. Puffy says, vote or die. You know what I mean? But the Rolling Stones were at the Oscars, and they're part of the charging of California, because the Rolling Stones are directly connected to the Cali cult of the Thuggee, the goddess Cali in the thug life that Dr. Dre created with his homunculuses like Snoop Dogg and his golem of Kendrick Lamar, promoting California. It's all charging California, and the Rolling Stones symbol is of the god Cali. Cali with the tongue out. That's the Rolling Stones logo. So that is a secret society of the Thuggee. We even saw Red Hot Chili Peppers, Californication. Everything's charging California for the Olympics. And then right here, you've got the Joe Rogan podcast eyeballs with the tongue sticking out, because he sticks the tongue out during the Olympics as well. It's all for the Cali. And these eyeballs that we see of the Sampaku eye is quite important as well, because the AOC eyes are charging the psychosis of America. The smiles, you see the fake smiles. Like we see this movie here, Smile, with the Sampaku eyes and this, because it's an emotion that most people don't have, because most people are dead inside. And studies have just came out that people who are pursuing happiness end up sending people on a path of misery. And this is what you're going to get. You're going to get misery following these people off cliffs. You either need to work harder while inflation goes up, or you need to be more positive thinking as the big banks steal all the money and collapse the world. So it doesn't matter what you do, you're going to get these different movements. And look, we don't live in a happy world. Like, it's nice to be happy, but that's not all of life. We got sadness, we got anger, we got boredom, we got happiness. And, you know, my drug of choice is serenity. I like to have serenity. And as much as I try to do my best to have it, but praying to God, please give me the serenity, God. That's not life all day. I get it most of the time, and I understand what it is, and I do love it, especially when I get it. I'm so grateful. So the thing is to be grateful. Write a damn gratitude list, and what are you grateful for? Are you grateful for your homies? Are you grateful? I don't know what you're listening to this on, but that you got, it looks like you got some power right now. You know what I mean? Looks like you might have a phone or a computer. Be grateful for that. You got a kitty cat, family, you know, you got to be grateful. And that is important. So just finished listening to the Trump speech, and shout out to Jacob Israel. He pointed this out, because I've been talking about the Reservoir Doge, the Reservoir Dogs, the Reservoir Doge, and how the Economist magazine of Trump saying it, he's the NWO, the weekly edition right here, the Dawn's new WO. I was showing how that's the movie cover to Reservoir Dogs. And Reservoir Dogs doesn't have a Mr. Green in it. So Mr. Green was kicked out of the speech, which seems kind of interesting there, that Mr. Green. So shout out to Jacob Israel. I thought that was a funny catch. But we got a lot of these different gene things all up in the newspaper with Gene Hackman. And what else? Dolly Parton's husband died, it looks like, during the ritual. Her album cover, she's doing the all-seeing Illuminati eyeball. But she was part of the Memphis curse, the eclipse moon ritual, with Miley Cyrus. So while Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton were performing, Gangsta Boo passed away to kick off the new year. She's from Memphis, so it's like this Memphis connection. And a lot of comments were saying whenever I come on here, it reminds them of Ghostbusters. Because I always write something strange is planned. And there's something strange in the neighborhood. And here's the Ghostbusters. They were all into the occult books. Here's the Ghostbusters occult bookstore. It says 777 right there. And you get the two pillars in the key master, and the key opens the door after they do the sex magic ritual. So yeah, it's symbolic. All these symbols at the Oscar are symbolic. The circle, the triangle, looking like a magnum opus of transmutation of the Ouroboros, transmuting people into animals. Even this symbol right here, what does that look like above her? Like, am I being naughty? But I think that kind of looks like a yoni right there, right above her, right? That's what I think it looks like. Tell me, what do you think that looks like above her? That's what I think it looks like. And then that does turn into an upside down pyramid of the yoni symbol. So this turns into an upside down triangle that she is behind. And then we saw Doja Cat, and it was snowing, which is water. Snow is just water. It's the same thing. Water. And then there was the fire. It was the ember. So it was like this water, fire, polar vortex, like how America was on fire, but going through a polar vortex at the same time. It's some strange, weird ritual that they're doing. And while they're doing it, they released the fire Doritos and the Mountain Dew ice on Medium. So this all seems to be symbolic rituals. This was an interesting commercial. I don't got nothing on it, but I just wanted to pull it up because it looked cool. But you got a vending machine time machine. Usually the time machines are telephones, but they're using a vending machine. I thought it was kind of creative. Wonder what time that's at. Oh, here's just a note: take Carnival Cruises Celebration Key. Speaking of keys. And they had the Rolex commercial with the 128, 1028, 128. The Rolexes and all these watch commercials always show you a smiley face. Here are the two eyeballs and the smiley face, because they realize if they make the clock like this, where it's a smiley face, you're going to feel happy, and you're not going to feel this happiness until you purchase the product. That's how it goes down. So we got some big, big videos coming out. I'm going to be releasing the highly anticipated Courtenay Turner video this week. So look out for that. Courtenay Turner, we're going to go over Game B. We recorded it a month ago, but I'm about to release it. And it goes over all this technology. She's way smarter. She'll break it down for us. What's going on? How there's these technologies that could hijack your aura. Yeah, it's going to be nuts. So make sure to subscribe if you're new here. And go subscribe to the Rumbles and the Twitter, because I'm going to probably be removing all of my videos off of YouTube sometime this month or next month, but they're all hosted on Rumble and X. So go over there for sure. Not Rockfin anymore. Rockfin has screwed me, just like most companies do, but that's just the way it goes. You're not the media. You're not the media, even though everyone says they're the media because they're monetized, they're viral on TikTok, and they're viral. You're not the media. I'm not the media because we are not in the algorithm nor the conversation. The conversation, a lot of the people who talk shit about me won't even like say my name most of the time. But the ones that do say my name, they're usually not part of the algorithm. They just don't like me. But yeah, the conversation, Elon's not going to tweet you or talk to you, and you're not going to be in the algorithm of all the big platforms. So you're not the media. And what else? Oh yeah, Robert Anton Wilson. We're going to be talking about him tomorrow. Dang it, I wish I had all my books ready. I don't got none of them ready. But that's going to be on the Patreon. So make sure to go to the Patreon. Click that link below. Share the video out. I appreciate all y'all. Much love. And God bless you.